Welling atikame, ma frappo, and welcome to the Anamokri podcast.
Oh, wow.
It's been
we're off to a good start.
It's been 89 years.
Welling atikame, ma frappo, and welcome to the Anamokri podcast. On today's cast, we're going to be having a conversation about our hopes and dreams and how those have changed for the viewing of the Avatar sequels. So I am not doing a monologue. Here with me today is Ayana.
Kalti.
Plumps.
Kalti frappor.
Willem.
Kalti ma frappo.
And me, I'm Pomodic. So, in our ever-changing world, given current events, a lot of things have shifted, but among them is the movie viewing experience. For example, hit films, or what one would call, you know, big budget films, such as Mulan, and I'll just include this Trolls World Tour, have been released directly to digital due to most people's inability to attend a theater, and also the large number of movie theater closings. This has caused many in the industry to speculate that the movie industry itself may be fundamentally changing. And of course, this affects Avatar as a primarily movie-fueled IP. Previously, before the world got turned upside down, I mean, I imagine we all were expecting to try to be there opening night. Some of us may have imagined waiting in line to see the movie at midnight. And I just wanted to just have a discussion about our expectations for the future of the film-going experience as it relates to Avatar. So, to kick off the discussion, did anybody have a image in their head or something in their mind, however many years ago, depending on how long you've been part of this fandom and how many delays you've experienced, of what you plan to do for the launch of the Avatar sequel?
Mm-hmm. I definitely had a plan, and I'm still holding on to this plan because I know that this situation we're currently in isn't gonna last forever. And one day we will be able to go to movie theaters as normal again. And so my plan is basically the same. And the plan looks like inviting a couple of fellow German Avatar nerds to Nürnberg, which is a city in Bavaria in Germany, and go to the biggest and most awesome cinema we have there, in my opinion. It's a huge screen and IMAX and super audio and stuff. And I watched Bohemian Rhapsody in the cinema. And that's why I knew, like, on that day that this is where I want to see Avatar 2. And that's awesome. What I'm going to do.
However, is there a pact among, like, Lerngruppe or...
Kinda.
Oh, I'm not involved.
And not yet. You will be. If you want to. No, it's not like a definite plan yet. But we've talked about it a bit here and there. And mm-hmm. So yeah, that's definitely my goal. My awesome. Plan, actually. Yeah.
Wonderful thing that I would definitely like to do before watching Avatar 2 in the cinema is watch Avatar 1 in the cinema, because I've never done that.
Mm-hmm. Right, you talked about that.
Right, so basically... I think that is also one of the reasons why I, in my personal opinion, like all these talks about, yeah, I mean, the movie industry will change and people will not want to go to the cinema anymore. Like, the only thing I really notice right now, you know, everyone has to, like, stay inside a little bit, is, yeah, people want to go out more. Mm-hmm. So I cannot imagine that all big blockbusters films will not come to cinema anymore, because this is, I think, going to cinema is what people want right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The speculation more arises. A lot of smaller theaters have not been able to withstand the lack of business due to the pandemic. And a lot of some of the larger theaters have been able to sustain because they have capital or the funding of a larger business that they're sort of part of. Mm-hmm. But I know that a lot of theaters have been either consolidating or going under. And I was reading this one piece that was speculating that the trend that the movie business is taking is, so there's two avenues of experiencing movies. There's just direct to digital streaming, accessible whenever you want, wherever you want. Or there are these much larger experiences, sort of talking about the theater that Ayana was mentioning, where it's, you know, these massive cinemaplexes or like these very high-end movie-going experiences. And I was reading a thing that was suggesting that sports stadiums might be partially repurposed, where in the same way that sometimes there are music concerts that take place at sports stadiums, there might also be movie viewing experiences where the stadium is booked for a showing of a particular movie. And then everyone who really wants to see the film in that big communal space has the infrastructure of a stadium, which, I mean, if you think about it, everything that is quintessentially part of a movie theater experience is also part of a stadium space. Like, well, there's concessions, there's food, there's...
I mean, sound quality?
Uh-huh.
I cannot imagine anything in a theater sounding okay-ish.
That is true. That is a good point. A theater space is much better in the audio department.
And comfortable chairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's, and the last part, like, if the movie is bad, you can just fall asleep, right?
But I know what you mean. I mean, as long as it's a big experience with a big screen and the technical sound, then I think that would be a good solution. I do want to have an experience in a movie theater, because I don't have the equipment at home to have like a big screen or the sound system to it. So I want to experience that movie in theaters. Mm-hmm. Plus with other people, if it's a good atmosphere, if there are fans in it and they are interested, especially, I think, and in the first viewings, at least the first few days or weeks even, you will have people there who are actually interested in it and want to see it and not, I don't know, talk about their latest recipes for casserole or something.
Is that what people do at movie theaters?
Yes. At least in Germany.
Okay. It's a very different atmosphere in America.
Probably.
No, I definitely want to see. I definitely want to see Avatar in a theater, or like in a space with, you know, controlled audio, cool big screen and everything. I'm not a huge movie goer, but the experience is definitely a lot more immersive, and that's definitely what James Cameron wants everyone to see Avatar in. It really is a fundamentally different experience, given the intentionally immersive nature of the film. Like, that is something that Cameron and friends have it's always been a hallmark of what makes Avatar special, is it is this very immersive experience.
True.
And watching it on like a tiny phone screen, or like watching it on a tablet or something, is not the same experience.
I think that's also the issue of attention span. Like, if I'm going to the cinema, which I admittedly also don't often do, but if I do it, then I'm like prepared to watch 2 or 3 hours with attention. Well, if I am on my laptop watching random things, then like 50 minutes is long, you know?
Right. You could alt tab over to Discord in that time.
Exactly. and then like forget about the movie entirely. So I don't think it's going to work.
Right.
What's the news on the technology? I heard or read somewhere that James Cameron planned to push forward the 3D without glasses.
Yeah, so glassesless 3D was definitely something that James Cameron was talking up leading up to the production of the sequels. Though I believe everything he said since actually starting working on the films has pointed to, it's something we'd like to do, but it's not something that we're going to push for, at least for the first film.
Okay, so that's something I definitely want to have, because the my experience, my first viewing of Avatar was, it was my first 3D experience for, I don't know, how many decades.
It was a lot of people's first 3D experience. Yeah, Avatar and supercharged the trend of 3D movies. They were a gimmick until then.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I want, ideally, I want to have that experience, and I want to have that experience in hopefully the original, but seeing how things are right now, it that could be a problem, because the original version that they show is usually in 2D. So
Wait, really?
Well,
yes.
That is stupid.
At least in my cinema here in town. So I maybe I will have to take up Ayana's suggestion.
Come to the Netherlands.
I mean, we have
cinemas.
wait.
We don't even have a Dutch version. So how do you not get? Okay, anyway.
No, I mean, like, the cinema where I want to go to is like, you sit down in that one particular room, you sit down and your whole field of vision is just green. When you look straight ahead, it's just green. That's insanely big.
Mm-hmm. I never had that.
The so there were two different theaters I considered seeing the sequels in. So one of them, I saw the movie Arrival in, which that movie is great. Mm-hmm. I actually, confession moment, and I think I've said this before, Arrival is actually my favorite movie. But
starting also with an A.
Exactly. And involving aliens and first contact in languages. So I'm at least on brand in that department. But anyway, so I saw Arrival there, but it was basically a dine-in theater where basically everyone was seated at tables and you ordered food like to your table, and the service staff would come very stealthily to your table to deliver your food while you're watching a film. The screen and audio quality wasn't like top tier, because it was more like almost like a restaurant that was repurposed to being a theater rather than sort of the other way around. But I also remember it being this very nice experience, because I know, like, watching movies at home alongside dinner, you know, it's a nice experience. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of it feels very like communal as well. The other one was to just find the, you know, like Ayana described, sort of the biggest theater, comfiest seats. I had planned to call around to all the theaters that are within reasonable driving distance of my apartment and see if I could like talk to the manager to see how far in advance can I reserve like a VIP experience. I will pay for this. Uh-huh. This movie is very important to me.
Also, by the way, I would not be surprised. Actually, I would be surprised if not. There will be an Avatar meet organized around the launch.
Right.
I don't know if it's going to be in the US or Europe or both.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, it's also an option. I'm assuming that people will maybe rent the cinema or do something nice.
Right. It would be awesome. Yeah.
I mean, theaters love big group. Like big group reservations. It's if you go to the website for basically any major theater, there's like a specific subsection for like reserving for large groups and like a discount that you can get if you like book in advance. At least the ones that I've been to. But I mean, they're a entertainment service. That's sort of their bread and butter.
Yeah.
I wanted to briefly mention before I forget. So Willem, you mentioned that you wanted to see the original Avatar in theaters again before the sequels. And if this is any indicator, the movie is being relaunched in theaters in China.
Let me just book a plane ticket.
Yeah. Well, no. What that's more to say is there is a there is now a precedent for showing the first Avatar film in theaters again, you know, even a decade later.
Like, I see literally zero reason why they would not do this. It's literally printing money, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I also know a lot of people, some of my friends who aren't necessarily embedded in, you know, Na'vi Avatar circles would definitely still go out of their way to see the film in theaters again. Like, I've talked about this on the cast before, but there are a lot more, like, sleeping Avatar fans than people realize. Like, I mean, if you took two looks at the internet, you would think that everybody fucking hates this movie. But there are so many people who are like, oh yeah, they just need to be reminded of its existence. And they'd be like, oh yeah, I loved that film. And with everybody, as mentioned, looking for a reason to go back to a theater or just, you know, a big social gathering place once we're no longer quarantining in some capacity, I think that is definitely a recipe for getting people hyped about the sequels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would definitely go.
Yeah, especially for people like Willem who hadn't seen the movie in the theaters, or even an age group that couldn't go at the time. They have the opportunity now to reach a whole new fan base to watch it again at the big screen. So, yeah, they should.
I'm always blown away whenever we have fans who are like, yeah, I watched Avatar the first time when I was like 7. And it's like, how? But it's like, yeah, no, there is an audience that I saw a meme. And of course, this is the benchmark of culture. But I saw a meme one time that was like, your childhood in pictures sort of defining what generation you're part of. And the film Avatar is like my childhood in a picture for a generation, like, that there is a generation that grew up on Avatar, as hard as it is for me as a 31-year-old to believe. And yeah, just that's definitely not an audience that saw the film in theaters, or at least probably wasn't. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so the film is being relaunched for a theatrical run in China, and I would not be surprised if Disney follows suit in America and other territories, such as Europe.
Yeah.
A non-American territory.
we sometimes have, and I think they will do it as also as like a double feature, so that you have the first movie and then at midnight is then the premiere of the second.
Right.
Mm. So that would be another.
Oh, the dream.
Love me some Avatar. I would not sit through the first one leading up to my first viewing of the second one.
Mm-hmm.
There might be a day where I shotgun both 1 and 2 in like one sitting, but I don't want it to be my first experience. Like, I don't want to go into the second film, my first viewing of the second film, like, fatigued. Because I don't know about you guys, but like, when I sit down and like watch something, there's like a finite amount of like energy that I spend when I'm just sitting and watching something with like 100% of my attention.
Okay.
Yes.
Depends on the version that they take. What is the relaunch in China? Is it the 15 minutes longer, or what is it?
I don't know, but they're all pretty long.
Yeah. Okay. True.
I mean, I would love to do that, like the first movie first and then a short break, short, like maybe in an hour or two or three to refresh in your brain maybe, and then go to see the next new one.
Sleep a little bit in the comfortable chairs.
Yeah, give me a day between, like the night before, watch the first one.
Ayana, we know what happens when you take a nap. An hour.
Yeah, everyone knows. Lagruppe knows. No, Jana Mokri knows.
Just like, what do you think of Avatar 2? Well, I mean, I dreamt of it.
Yeah, that would be the best one. Ayana is doing the double feature and then she sleeps through the second
Not gonna
movie.
Happen.
You one more thing that I really look forward to when viewing the sequel, except for just viewing the sequel, is the amount of speculation and stuff about the Na'vi in it. Because I'm assuming there will be at least some Na'vi in it. Otherwise, I would be quite disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if you look at the forum, like 2009, 2010, like the beginning, before Paul actually started to help, you see this speculation post of like, I think they're saying this, but I can't really figure this out because the grammar doesn't seem to make sense.
Right.
That's great, right? I mean, I look forward to
that. That will be really interesting to see, first of all, who and to what extent there is a like transcription process regarding that, like, will we have members who are going to the theater and watching the movie multiple times and like taking notes?
Yep.
I mean,
Let's not say who, but when.
So then you see these posts like, okay, I think they're saying this and this and this. And then someone says, no, I clearly hear something different. Okay, I will go tomorrow again to check. And then they go again. And then the day next to it, you see like a post like, no, they definitely say this. And then like, discussion.
Well, that's the thing is, we also have a much more in-depth understanding of the language now. So I feel like that process will definitely go a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. More and structured.
Hopefully the pronunciation will be a little bit better this time.
Of course.
I believe that they are going to put more effort into making sure the pronunciation is closer because I mean, as they've been developing the IP, if you can even look at the Disney stuff. Disney World stuff. They have been using Na'vi language as part of the brand, really. I mean, just look at the social media posts, they have at least once a week just some Na'vi phrase or pronunciation thing, like alongside, you know, showing stuff from the film that people are familiar with, or like, here's an animal from the world of Pandora.
And in this respect, the release via streaming service could actually be an advantage for people who just want to listen to a specific or watch a specific scene and listen to it again. So
yes, the picking apart process would happen a lot faster.
That's true.
But I kind of don't like that. I want this first month or two to be like everyone go to the cinema again to check it.
Yeah, pump up those Avatar 2 numbers by going to the movie again to listen for exactly 3 seconds of background chatter in this one scene.
Yes, and then you can say, "All right, heard it. Bad, I can go."
I might need to just to develop some Na'vi stenography so I can actually write everything down that I write in the movie while I'm in the theater. Oh no, I have to until 2022.
Smuggle in an audio recorder. Break the law.
No, it's not allowed. What are you doing?
That's cheating.
No. We don't endorse that here.
No, we don't. Yeah. Hanamukuri podcast does not support illegal activities.
But yeah, like that picking apart process will absolutely start with the first teasers and trailers. I promise you.
Yeah. Okay. So I actually wanted to talk about that. So, I'm really hoping that they announce the announcement of the trailer. like I don't want them to shadow drop a trailer. I don't want to be surprised or blindsided by the trailer. I want to be like, oh, it's going to be released at this hour on this day or like at this location. So I can like be that guy and film my reaction.
Do the reaction live on the Anamokri.
that would actually be a really cool podcast.
that would be cool. Yeah, but
subscribe if you want to see the live trailer reaction podcast whenever the hell that happens.
Yeah, how do they do it with other blockbusters, like how was it with Endgame, for example?
I don't freaking know.
Do they? I mean, they have an official YouTube channel and probably also, but how was it? Was it announced via Twitter or Instagram, or that's something I don't know. How do people know when a trailer is released? I know for the first film, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, for the first film, they made a big deal about it, where it was going to be, it premiered on iTunes or something to that effect, and like, or like Yahoo or something, like whatever internet media service was prominent in 2010.
For Avatar, really?
Yeah, for the first Avatar. No, it was this big freaking event, and really? There was like a lot of media coverage of. I was only vaguely aware of it.
And I was in Canada at the time. I did not see the trailer until three or four days before I actually went to the cinema. I hadn't heard nothing of it before.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember there was this big event surrounding it, and there was like literally just a countdown to its release.
Hmm.
But obviously such an event is going to attract only like avid cinema goers. Like people actually right. know about the thing.
Well, yeah. James Cameron was sort of just the big headlining like draw for Avatar because nobody knew what the hell it was.
Well, yes, but I mean, I'm the prototype of a non-movie goer, right?
Oh, so no,
I didn't know the name of James Cameron before going to Avatar.
Well,
I heard of James Cameron.
I've never seen Titanic. Should I? Probably, but I mean, that's the point. Like, the majority of the people will not know anything, and I would assume that they, even if they make such a fuss about it, they won't even watch the trailer or only see it like a few days before.
Cool projection, Willem.
So, what's the time frame then? How far in advance is a trailer released? Is it half a year?
It depends, and this has been evolving over time. The trend has been for like micro teasers to be announced like pretty far in advance. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes you'll hear about them like over a year in advance. And then as you get closer to the launch, there'll be like more substantial trailers or like teasers of the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually get the trailer. And then like right before the film, you get like a bigger trailer or something.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so in the best scenario, we will have a trailer in December of 2021.
That would be the like,
oh, God.
That'd be like the teaser that was saying, oh yeah, no, this is definitely happening. No more delays, guys.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't expect
my breath.
Yeah. I would say if we are going to get a teaser trailer a year in advance, yeah, like right around the holiday season, they could probably make a sizable media push with that. But I wouldn't expect to see like a big old big boy trailer until like August of the year.
Yeah.
That was August of 2009 is when the first substantial Avatar, the first trailer dropped, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I believe so too.
And then the big media push for it really started kicking up in November, about a month before. Because I remember seeing Sigourney Weaver on on Colbert, who was at the time doing his show on Comedy Central. I remember them doing the rounds. Oh, no, that was the Daily... They probably did the Daily Show and Colbert Report. Whatever. 2009. It was a time.
So the other thing is then, once the trailer hits and all the media attention goes to it, the other thing I wonder is how Kario Powell will handle requests or, I don't know, specific movie scenes. I'm thinking of how David Peterson handled the dialogue for Dothraki or for Valyrian on his blog. Questions, how will Kario Powell handle that?
Well, he's got a blog and it's got good Google searchability. I'm sure that there will be some stuff. So my dream scenario is in the first substantial trailer, there is some Na'vi used and it's unsubtitled, but it's heard. And this gets everybody who doesn't know Na'vi, which is most people, in a buzz, in a frenzy, diving into our community. Translate this! What did they say? Consult the people who know Nafi. We need to know so we can report on this. And we'll be like,
there's like 5 words.
Now you've come to us.
And then we have no idea. We all have to tell them, like, we have no idea.
Yeah.
It's like, we literally don't know what this word means. But I think it would be really cool if...
It's not Nafi.
It's Vietnam.
But I think that would be really freaking cool. And I mean, that would obviously drive people to come learn the language, and they would have just enough time, if it is released in like August, to like be functional with the language by the time the film rolls around.
Mm.
And then I can tweet for the last time on my Not Be As a Second Language account. Yes, you have enough time to learn Not Be Language before the sequels, but you gotta hurry. Like, come on.
You have 2 days.
And then, like, every day leading up to it is like, no, you don't have enough time to learn.
But what you said there, Plums, about how Peterson handled his blog post about new language stuff. I hope that Caio Paul will not drop the whole dialogue or something for the movie once it's out, because I want that time where we nerds or new language learners have enough possibility to pick apart every line and try to translate it and decipher it and not get it spoiled in a way.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. That was the something that drew me to the community in the first place,
mm-hmm.
was this dissecting of certain phrases or, yeah, what we had in other media, be it radio or newspaper articles. And...
Mm.
I also wouldn't be surprised if Caio Paul simply isn't like legally allowed to discuss the second movie until sometime after its releases.
Oh, without a doubt, mm-hmm. the world of Avatar is super top secret. It's beyond top secret. It's part of the reason why there's, I don't even know why I'm talking about this. There's been a series of posts on the subreddit of like pictures of an allegedly like leaked script, or like a master CD for the trailer or something. And it's like, first of all, it's just all obviously faked, but also, everything in the world of Avatar is so hush-hush, you cannot talk about this under threat of James Cameron, that it's so implausible to me that anything would ever get out.
Mm-hmm.
But without a doubt, KP is under that level of scrutiny, if not more so. Related to this topic, part of the reason I actually started learning Nafi in the first place was I had heard whispers that there were going to be sequels made of this film that I kind of just liked and would rewatch once in a while. And once I started learning, I'm like, oh man, wouldn't it be cool to like, my goal is to learn just enough Nafi, so if like I'm waiting in line at the theater or something, I can say, oh, I studied Nafi, and they'd be like, oh, how do you say such and such? And I'd be able to like answer that. Like that was my goal when I started learning. It was always just like, I want to know just enough to be able to be like translate stuff that somebody would ask of me. I'm a pretty good translator, I'd say.
Actually, I've had that experience exactly once. That a random person asked me to translate something, which is the story time with Willem when we were in Cologne for Torhoek showing. We were there with the entire group. Some of people were actually painted blue, so we were obviously an Avatar fan group. And we ended up at the merchandise store, and there were 10 people who just attacked the merchandise store and like bought everything. and then this woman who was running the store was just like talking to me like, okay, are you an Avatar fan group? I'm like, yes. We studied Nafi. And then I was buying one of those globes with an Ato Karina inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, oh, but how do you say that to Nafi? I'm like, Ato Karina. And she's like, what? And like, Ato Karina. And she's like, okay.
That's generally the response you get from anybody who ever inquires about not the like vocabulary or anything. Like that's the response. How do you say this? Here's the thing. What is that? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me the money and go away.
Yeah, spoiler alert, starry-eyed future Na'vi learners. Knowing Na'vi is not like a the cool kids club card that you might imagine it to be. Most people don't care.
Yep, unfortunately.
Although we have a very nice community over here.
Mm-hmm.
People are
yes.
very nice.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome here. Speaking Na'vi is extremely cool among the people who speak Na'vi.
I like the fact that now pitching speaking Na'vi or learning Na'vi on the Na'vi like podcast, so I would assume that like 90% of the listeners actually know somebody from Na'vi. But,
Right. Yeah. Anyone who's watching this or listening to this podcast, you all can be friends with each other, probably.
Yep.
So come join us at kelutral.org. That's kelutral.org. We have a growing community on Discord and other social channels, but those are mostly for outreach. But yeah, come join us. You can chat with the Anamokri crew. We're cool.
And very organized.
Oh, yeah.
We're cool and pomodic.
Okay.
So with that, we're going to move on to our Na'vi conversation practice. If you are looking for more listening practice on the Naviteri blog, Karyupal's like official resource, there's been a series of stories that have been spoken that you can listen to, and there's also the transcription available on those posts to check to see if what you heard correctly. So yeah, if you're looking for more practice, naviteri.org. So we're going to continue with our segment at the end of every podcast, trademark, with our Na'vi conversation practice. And we're going to prompt with the word srefe, or anticipate. It comes from sre, a adposition that usually means before, temporarily. And be, which is a verb to wait, basically wait in advance, which is a cool bit of etymology. Ha, piven koko mafrapo teri liu alu srefe. Nakenon peuteri aingas refe.
Se weri kesempelt reliri arusik ues refe.
Srade polenk o aioe.
Srade sle. Ken au reliri snekob furia. Auvea alu, ult arun, eilanti, weie.
Multe.
Ata soaia aean, taluna kaukr ke ult arun fohu.
Silpio et ne natkenon sissetai e litfiao lo sun ult asifinemun.
Mhm.
Strane. Ute silpeue sne ke krnajek nit an fte ult asili.
Sko mipa hap etu kaukr ke uta ke soli oe hu litfiaolo. Tok eo tok.
Frane.
Srefeo e sa. Neo oi ut asivi hulefia olo nit an ningai kauker ke polenk o oe ninafi tok eo tok
o ne te
sakem lu tan san
sran
ke lungai a li polt polenk o oe hum mervis et tonke
ah
Ah, sorry. Ha, ma pamarik sraking ngal ke frfen ult ati unitirantok e ke fiak?
Srane. Zisito a sing? Zisito a mer? Kai kam unil teren tok uta zolau ne Seattle kara sat anloke sat anloke well tamok sle ke kole sa utane
Benu
ha vepeki oe tsakar me ke lamu oe ansohayu unuteran tok nift an Ficker.
Slolam.
Slolam.
Benunke kole?
Melun. Puma alve. Ke lamu oe uniltaren tok ansohayu. Now lamu so hayu so hayu tsip boom a move ke es mamon weru fwa tsa ut at tsa uta Keto.
Salu lun a tsukspao.
Tsalt a mau olinan wel tsauteri.
Kefto.
Ningai smonweru nwot tseng a tsaut a lolen
gift o ne au
it's a thing it well tolok singa alo Where it all is for slivatsu sa nyazik where
Frozo
Where lu where we call melo ne fe ult a fkosia o efo tarmi spil wel foot a fracker well lo lau sa e me fe podcaste e sle tsuno a people te ni ye san hamek sle ko la mutan san
zuk tslam ne ding ha Sre fei wel ftaf gol rayun umtsati für sie spielen ein paar. Lisre Sesetai.
Melte.
Fisses in a pa mau. Peuri na srefe. Kempe neo na sivi.
Gakan maufwa za sespin
Srane. Maufwa za sespin holum.
Srane.
Spolang.
Neo we sknife i uvanit letok. Alu tsko svizau.
Kosman.
No levo wa tsa kem si vi tankr, tankr, sle frakr vpilo e san a genavo tsa kem si vi set gelukea tikin tsik salahe salahe ha kaukr tsa kem kesuli o e sle set ke tsuno wa tsa kem si vi se spintalun ha set oe pult e weru san ses pin mau oe tsakem sasi. Tsik.
Weri gasie vrpane ulte masiajam suteti.
No.
Wedi niteng neoi fiverfen soyat we.
Set nga ketsun sa kemsivi srag?
Ketsunoi sa kemsivi ke taluna tok fol anloket alahe a zeneoi e tsuivayon fte de fever fan
fever fan fan
fan slola
yola
tok fol tsengi allem
lungazik set tsuyona fe u latsu sefbil la fe
strane sefbil Tobu seki.
Tutte a pai me ikran lefnga pahe i.
Sefpil le hurra. Te efo mi wei.
Aum tsivunoi mi vakto patli lefngap sle sa so it's what that word. It's what that word. Little word of Tolibu. An?
An.
Root Elivain, the Oking Eat Nay.
Is lefngapa patli saso ne ane tsengi soya we tok Anneker Livu.
Mm-hmm. Solam.
Little King of Fat.
Suck slam, Lulu. Salzungal.
Kessun veru fa magto pa lid lefna ankr.
Srane veri nitang. Ningai vecke wel pa lid lefna up. Ivaku fra patli lefna rut e.
Multen it fle zeneoe pivul ngai tan set e sa se spine tifketo me e patli lefna to terrain lu silsan da luna fkotsu.
Srane.
Mi facto na autu.
Srane, sranenge.
Sranenge, srane. Salikualu sranenge.
Srane.
Nit an. Sunu veru fa set sunoe mi facto pa lit lefna. Strane. Ja. Kan nou wie vraag wie vult.
Partly looking up talk ne hang. Talk ne hang. Strane.
Talk ne hang.
Strane.
Silt sana little king. Sulu waru ne hang.
Cosman zaperteo ene fua sa liu king sunu naru.
La silpeo e ulte niteng srefeo e srefei wel futa jetrin kaum e mura zisitai fu kaum vola zisitai e paia tutte aya tuteru lu patli lefngap a kennek sle sle sar surati
san srani slolamoe serefeoe sne zusakrme kelu frapor patli lefnga ute fketo ai patli lefnga ai fatli lefnga a zau fkone kra sapo kin sapol kin patli lefnga now.
Sranke e well srafei futa tsau krnayek daluna fo el turi lefnga fo makto lu ep angit an e ulte kespil wel futa ai sutel a ngop sa jel tutti lefnga e tsun sa kem si vi e me zu sao krr ne win
e pise ke tun aek tanil weie el tut lefnga a tsun mi vak to e zun e fiawintun fiawintu fiawint If your weapon too?
Get slow lam into
Luke makto you?
Srane, Luke makto you. El tu lef nga fiawin tu. Patlier lef nga.
Fitzenga luteng, ultef pilwell, foot USA me, fkol tung, fkol tung neul. To fitzenga. Nat kenom fe pa li lef ngap afko xiao Tesla me USA sun mi facto me pi facto ne it
strane
le Europa me tsau lungesik ne ul ulte ka tsuno als di facto ne na vi slet o lufko o fko makto sin fia o a luza fia oru e me fia o fu pe fia o ha ap a fia o ulte fko
tsu a fia o
e rut ali ven
a fia o
mi ket solam het oa
ja ja ire
frau so Where hit or?
Where hulu ya 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 na?
Can the mailway mi vacu nga?
Spane fruta si vale.
Oe vivar. Ha fko makto sin fia o ap a. Ta krr me USA ta Tesla tun kive lifter fu neskien. Luke fwa makto yu tsakemsi kefiak ha tsun ve tsun ftivem batli di lefngap alahe ulte Europa me tsau lu kane taluna latsu lehra
ningai fitseng srane sai tsaifne patli lefnga tsun sakem CV sle ke tung aekyu sakemit
srane ne pi
ne al tsun tsaifne partly lifting up siphon a car
car alu car taluna alu ya ehna au
ne altsun siphon a car tsakem cv ne ye ne al
ne ye frag
map map acto.
Strane. Su numero ne finca sa le u alu map acto.
Ne jefia
ne au.
Strane. Ne jefia ne au.
Strane. Sola.
Ketsun ketung aikul sai garti min for min
solam
peu
sai har
what it
was sai har gerade sai har wird sagen dass es bin pa li le snap a getsun yaksivi la sarkasi kefia
Srane. Ningai, srane.
Jak si molon weru? kiss mon veru nulkr.
Taluna no leo en ivo mokriti afpi eltut se plefna atsun fiawint u. Solena oe pifelt esan jaxi nis gien, jaxi nis de.
Ah, jaxi is ran. Setzlodan.
Jerin, jaxi nis gien. Me joko, jaxi nis gien. Fia oa peine, sailahe.
Tole sed irajo.
Kau kerke tsuiva wel salde u.
Ne purte.
King Welsat.
Sala mungesik taluna le firulena vi kalu kea le u ara lu meter fu kilometer.
Srake stenipam ngal stenipam solinga.
Beu
Spinavi?
Ah, stenipa. Oe, tsakem soli stranes. Le kaukurke solar waltzat.
Akeft o belun.
Taluna ketolung fkol veru fwa makto. Sle setuno emi fakto, ha kaum setuno atsakem sifi. El tuchte pensi.
Und dann nach zum Pivot Ena nie san Kilometer fu Meter.
Strane, es der Zacker OS in der Ralpiveng fehle u kengi la Englische alu after 800 meters. Und der Zacker za 800 ke o muwe la lungese kefia.
Strane.
Paya meter.
Mau paya meter. Jaksi nefkien. Sakr. Mau paya meter ne moon. Jaksi nefte.
Pelpai. Pelpai.
Multe sakr. Werolu jajajer. Weru alu maktoju. Ulte lu veru fekem.
Srave. Srefe. Well, I fecund.
Say so not sad. Ha, tutte o mi lau sale uta lus refei.
Say so not sad, ma flops.
Ne per te?
Ha, srefei well lahea kemit neteng.
Pehem?
Tsakem alu pamerek IA fe podcastiti.
Oh, wow. Woengu.
Woengu.
Zu neu zack MCV, zu neu HCV für Podcast wohl.
Oh, neu nga zack MCV. Tun wie war.
Ah, da sind die warm für Podcaste.
All right. Well, since Willem wants this podcast to end so badly, I guess we're going to have to end it.
I just wanted to make it.
Thanks for joining.
I thought I could make a nice segue here, and now it's... I feel sad.
Don't worry, we know. We've already hit blown past the hour mark anyway. But that was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that we gathered for this, mm-hmm. and that you, the audience member, joined in to listen. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue making episodes, so make sure to subscribe. And we will catch you guys in the next one. Hi, Elevai.
Hi, Elevai.
Hi, Elevai.
Hi, Elevai.
Se si non sanno, frappo.
Sarebbe.
Wangu.
I had to think about that a little bit. Wang, I said,
yeah, I was like, what's he saying? Like, oi, oi, oi. Oh.